This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Brutally honest, what were your first impressions of Trav?
I'm like, this is fucking Malibu Most Wanted all the way.
B-Rad.
I was like, this is B-Rad, bro.
Welcome back to New Heights, ladies and gentlemen, presented by Way Sports and Entertainment, brought to you by our friends at Accelerator Active Energy Drink. Doggone, I'm fired up for this one, boys. We're your hosts. I'm Travis Kelsey. This is my big brother, Jason Kelsey, and New Heights drops every single Wednesday with new episodes during the NFL season, and we are coming to you on a Friday because we've got a special guest. One you will definitely remember.
No doubt about that.
No doubt. Subscribe on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts and follow the show on social media at New Heights Show with 1S. Jason, let them know why this episode is so fucking special.
We got a doozy. Our guest today is a former five-star recruit out of Houston High School. Damn. He's a second-round pick out of Mississippi State, four-time Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl champion, and unfortunately for every offensive lineman in the league, he just signed a brand-new contract with the Kansas City Chiefs, which means he's back. He is back. Please welcome to the show number 95 Chiefs defensive tackle, Chris Stone Cold Jones.
Woo!
Hey! What's up, man? Thanks for joining us.
It was a pleasure, man. It's a fucking pleasure to be on the show, dog.
My dog. Welcome to New Heights, baby. But Jason, first, as always, we got to get him. We got to get him to some good old new news. Chris, can you jump it off for us? Are you familiar with new news?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, man. I see what's going on.
Let's go. Alrighty, let's go.
Alrighty.
All right, Jason, hit it with it.
All righty. But first, as always, new news.
New news.
New news, baby.
Yeah, I like that. There we go.
That's an original one right there.
All righty. The new news, of course, Chris, you've been back for 2 weeks now. We have to ask, did Travis campaigning to get you back in the team expedite the contract process a little bit?
Hey, bro, actually, I watched the show when you was talking about it. And I'm like, I miss my dog, man.
It's just not the same.
It wasn't the same, bro. I'm like, I got to get back. Watching him play, bro, I'm like, fuck, I'm going back next week, man. Let's work something out. Let's do it.
I saw you back with that first practice, man. I was fired the fuck up, baby. I was chest bumping, jumping all over your ass. We hit the D Generation X, baby.
Oh, we did it. We did break it out. You know what I mean? We brought it out, man. It was a lot of excitement, man. It was fun to be back. My dog, we going over celebrations and shit, man.
We still got to hit it to it. Hit him with it.
We got
day,
to.
We still got to hit him. As Jason would say, you got the long strokes, I got the short strokes. It's just different strokes for different folks.
The long strokes give you a kid, man. You got to watch out. You got to watch out. Oh, shit.
Jason would know about them long strokes. It's just two games. You're the top of the Chiefs defensive leaderboard in sacks, tackles for loss.
Pretty much in all the defensive statistics. It only took you two games to be back in the Chiefs leaderboard. Have you successfully shown everyone that training camp is completely unnecessary?
Oh, shit. Listen, bro. Fucking training camp. Oh, my God. Staying in St. Joseph, Missouri.
We missed out there in St. Joe, dog.
Oh, my God. That's the best thing I could have missed, man. I was in Miami soaking up the sun. Fucking, I was tanning on the beach a couple days, bro. It was like,
damn,
I think it's the best thing for me, man, to miss training camp.
Real nice.
Do you feel like you're in better shape actually training more specifically for yourself as opposed to being in training camp potentially?
It's different. It's different. You know, football shape is a little different than just being in normal shape. And that aspect of it is kind of different. But physically-wise, my fucking body feels amazing, bro. I've been sleeping in my own bed. Man. You know what I mean? I haven't had this like a dorm.
That's it's just man, the whole environment. You know, good sleep, man. Good sleep, man. Well, you were down there working out in that Florida weather, man. That Jacksonville game, I was fucking dog shit tired the entire game. Like from warm ups on, I just felt like I was like being drained by the sun. You think that shit helped you a little bit?
Trav, I seen it on your face when you came up. You was just looking lost. Bro,
you look like I was delusional out there.
Yeah, hey, you look like a fucking jawbreaker, red jawbreaker out there, bro. Just yeah, it was easy for me, man. I've been training in the weather all off season. I was like, shit, it's just like been in Miami for me.
Well, the Chiefs' defense has only allowed 33 points in their first three games.
Okay, now.
They've only given up three touchdowns. You guys are rolling. Is the Chiefs' defense underrated? Like, is it not talked about enough?
Well, when you think about it, when we have fucking Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce on offense scoring so many damn points, we got Taylor Swift at the game. Who gives a damn about the defense, bro? Honestly, who gives a damn about the defense?
I care, Chris. We love you, Trav. I care about the defense, Chris.
But in all aspects of it, who's paying attention to the defense? They want to see touchdowns thrown. They want to see the Swifties going crazy. You know what I mean? So it's like.
This dude, Chris, man.
No, I'm just saying. I'm calling a spade a spade.
He's not wrong. You're not wrong.
Funny, man. I know I like to see Stone Cold get some sacks, baby.
Hey.
Definitely.
Fire me up, man. Fire me up.
You guys and Spags have been rolling, so keep it up. As you know, Chris, this is not like a typical interview. We just want to have a conversation. It's obviously going to be focused on you.
We're not good enough to actually interview you.
Yeah, we're not professionals by any stretch of the imagination.
It's all good, man.
Right on. Let's hit some let's hit our first topic, man. No dumb questions, because there's no dumb questions. Just dumb people. All right. Now, before we intro this very serious interview, No Dumb Questions, Just Dumb People is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go, sports bar. That's their slogan.
Okay. See, you know, I can't hear that and not do it.
since you are Chris Stone Cold Jones, we had to find some time to talk a little WWE with our dumb question from MT Barry on Twitter, who asked, what NFL players should be in the WWE after retirement? You got anybody off the top of your head that you think would be, you know, perfect for a showman role in the WWE?
George Kittle, man. I can see him.
That's Kittle, the first Kittle's one I think
already,
of, too.
Kittle's already, you know, whooping ass.
Yeah, I can see Kittle. And,
he was on WrestleMania this past year in Dallas, I believe.
Yeah, it's very fitting for him.
Kittle, for sure. I'll tell you what, DK Metcalf looks like he's fucking, you know what I mean?
He definitely just looks a part.
Jump off the top rope and fucking stunner somebody.
He's got a mannequin body. His body is like a mannequin dog. A
mannequin body.
Crazy.
It's like hard plastic.
I don't know what it. Yeah, I don't know what it was about. I think it was the steroid era of growing up in the 90s, where it looked like every single wrestler was just the biggest, strongest human being in the fucking world.
Well, that's 100% what it was.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I don't know if they're doing that quite as much. I don't know if they're doing that quite as much now.
Chris, I got to ask you this: where did your nickname come from? Where did Stone Cold Jones come from? You know, did it just start happening, or
actually Dave Grutman from Miami, and I had this Instagram handle. It was like fucking D Chris Jones, 96, MSU, fucking he was like, we gotta change it.
Your typical one,
We gotta make
and
this.
It was
unique.
Like Stone Cold Jones. And I was like, all right. And then everybody just started calling me Stone Cold. I'm like, I was a huge wrestling fan, but you know what I mean? It just fell with it.
No, it definitely does.
Was Stone Cold always your go-to growing up?
It was between him and The Rock. You know, I used to go to class and do the "Do you smell?"
What The Rock is cooking?
Is cooking, man. I used to do that in the middle of the class, second grade, before they kicked me out, man.
Hit him with that eyebrow,
bro. I never could get it down
across the fucking room.
I never could get it down, man.
Too funny, man. Who's a tag team? Who's the tag team group? Who do you think is like, if there was a tag team in the league, that would be in WWE?
Tag team. Who's a good tag team?
I'm saying you and Colin Sanders.
I was about to say me
you
and Colin
Sanders would be the fucking best tag team. Talk about showmanship athleticism. Oh my fucking goodness.
Colin doing it.
The world doesn't know what they're missing. The world doesn't
Colin
know.
Colin coming off the top ropes.
Doing a state down there in New Orleans.
He's the only 300-pound man I know that's out here just doing backflips in the middle of practice. Yeah.
He is surprisingly athletic for how short and stubby. Man. I mean, just like
dude. 340, bro. 340.
340? Man, out there moving.
I did not know it was that big.
Yeah.
This shit's so impressive, man. Let alone running sideline to sideline and hawking shit. Shout out to Sir Bink, man, down there in New Orleans.
All right, let's start it off at the beginning. Draft day. We talked to all of our guests about their draft day experience.
Yeah.
Let's talk to your experience. Obviously, you're at the draft. You're selected 37th overall in the second round of the 2016 draft. Do you remember the guys that were taken in front of you? Like, do you keep receipts on that?
I kind of do. I know it was like DeForest.
Yeah, you have to, right? Just a little bit.
Yeah, keep
you
the edge, right? You know?
Yeah,
definitely. Like, so which team? You don't have to name names. Just say what teams. What teams that you like noticed? Like, oh, they passed up on me. All right.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Browns.
Come on. I met with you guys. You told me you was gonna get me. Yeah, fucking pick.
Oh, and they fucking
pump-faked me, bro. They threw me the fake alley hoop. Threw it off the backboard for themselves.
Who they end up taking?
But yeah, the Browns. The fucking. The Jacksonville Jaguars, bro. I met with the owner. He told me he started the bumpers and everything. I got a little emotional about it. And I'm like, this is real connectivity right here. And I was like,
yeah,
I'm definitely going to the Jacksonville.
Feel like you were part of it. And then they just.
Bro, they passed on me. And then the Chiefs, they act like the girl that never really liked me, but they was just giving me the time of the day. And so I was like, cool. They offered to take me to dinner.
Consistency always works,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, they offered to take me to dinner, bro. And I was like, I don't really want to go to the Chiefs, but I'll go. I eat with Ryan Nutt. Under the gun, bro. John Dorsey called me.
Woo.
And he was just like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Oh, you already know how he talks.
I was like, nothing right now. I'm not even on the team. So I didn't know what to tell him, but I had dinner with them. That was the last team that I thought was going to get me, man. But I had like the Jacksonville Jaguars in mind and the Cleveland Browns.
That's crazy, man. Well, if you would have went to Cleveland, I could have helped you out.
Know, right?
Anything you need in the city, baby. I know we know some people.
The Heights, baby.
Yes, sir. Well, when you finally were picked, you danced on stage and gave the Goodell a huge hug.
The commish.
What'd that feel like, finally actually getting your name called, the call, everything? You happy? Were you frustrated? Like, what was it feeling?
I was a little drunk. And after I realized I wasn't going in the first round, I got drunk that night, passed out. And I was like, you know what?
Woke up
a little hangover. And I took another sip. Me and my boy taking a sip before it all goes down. I was a little nervous.
It's the best way to get rid of a hangover. Jump back on the train, baby.
I got my name called. I was a little nervous. I didn't know if I should be excited or cry. So I'm looking at everybody like, what should I do? The alcohol was talking to me, man. So I see Roger, and I'm like, man, give me a hug, please. And
Oh my gosh. He looked like a fucking rag doll when you went up there, dog. That shit was, I remember, like it was fucking yesterday.
Yeah, man, it was a good feeling.
I'm glad the fucking Chiefs got you. I can only imagine what it's like going up to you. Jason, how is it going up against Chris? You have a fun time?
Come on, man. You know it ain't fun. It's hard to say. I mean, we're supposed to get to this later, but I still remember we played you guys in 2017. And it was Chris's second year. And, you know, we did some game planning, but like we didn't like really do that much game planning. Like he was going to be the premier player he is now. And we had a warm welcome to Chris Jones. I mean, we very much knew who he was after the game. It was like, man, we should have definitely been sliding to this motherfucker. Like he had a great day.
Oh, so. Man.
Yeah, that definitely, ever since then, it's we're very, I think everyone in the league is now, obviously, but
very
certainly
acquainted.
Philadelphia.
That was a fun game, Jason. That was a fun game.
I'm sure it was. Hey,
I'm not going to lie. That was a fun game. I hit a trampoline at the 5-yard line. That shit was exciting.
Dude, why do we got to bring this back up?
It's all good. We still love you.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Are you kidding me? The best center in the league. Where are we at here?
If we're sticking to it, it's the combine.
Nice, the combine, man. I tell you what, about it. You had one of the most electric combine moments I think has ever gone on national television, man.
Yes, let's just talk about it. You know?
Yeah, let's talk about it, big guy. How'd that 40-yard dash
go for you? I'll be honest with you, bro. I was so big on being different from everyone. Everybody was wearing the fucking long tights. I was like, you know what? I am not going out there and copying everybody. I'm going to wear the short tights. I didn't realize they was boxers, bro. Honest to God. And you know, they put you in the trains when you stand in the combine. It's like the rooms are like little train cabins that I could barely see. So I'm just grabbing them. I'm like, I'm going to put these on. I'm going to run in these. Fucking get out there. Everybody is looking crazy. I'm like, let's do it.
Oh my gosh. Well, it made you faster, man. It made you so fast, you tripped over your feet. Oh my gosh. I
tripped over that third leg.
Tripped over and just jumped out, man. That shit is so fucking funny, man. I'm not going to lie. We were dying laughing. The face you had when the camera came up to you, I believe you said it right there in quotes, like, my dick fell out. I think that's what you said right
exactly
after.
Exactly what I said. I didn't even believe it. I was running. Well, I'm looking at the 40, and all of a sudden, I feel it. I feel it touch my leg, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I try to cuff it and take the dive. You know what I mean? Because I know little kids watching. And my God.
Put your dick away, Chris.
I got to say, how blessed you are to even be able to describe it as though your dick fell out. Because I don't even think I could describe that adjective for mine. I don't think it could fall anywhere. Like that. Oh, man. We got to get
That's some good shit, man. Oh, that's some good shit. Hey, man, what are we thinking about the kids, man? Put that shit away. That shit
hilarious. That is crazy. Like, what would be going... I mean, I guess that is what's going through your head. You're like, oh my gosh, there's kids watching, there's families here. I mean, that had to be crazy.
Quoted to Sports Illustrated 2017, my dick came out. I looked down and the Hummer is out.
The Hummer, man.
Stone Cold, you're the greatest, man.
Yeah, man, it was a lot of fun.
All right, before we keep going, we need to shout out our sponsor, Prize Picks. Prize Picks is a skill-based, real-money, daily fantasy sports game.
Yeah, Prize Picks is the most fun way to win money, motherfuckers, in football season. That's right. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry.
How about that? Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app.
Numero uno. Mm. And now for the portion of this ad... read labeled personal experience to be read by talent outside of Jason and myself. Please bring in our personal experienced intern, Brandon.
Yeah.
He's the best. Heard he killed it last week, so we're giving it another try.
Thank you so much. This is my personal experience time.
Good luck, Brandon. We're NFL players and we cannot participate, but we know you can. So please give the people what they want. More money.
All right, guys, we already talked about this in the previous episode, but there's a lot of options. You can pick them on Prize Picks. It's actually a lot of fun. Here's, again, what I'm telling you. Find a Dolphins player. Find any Dolphins player. Pick their name. Pick more. Add them to your entry. If you want to get a little spicy, there's always a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown that's kind of available. Sprinkle that on there. And if you really want to go for it, Travis Kelce's usually good for a couple catches. That's how I'm building my ticket this week, but you guys do your own. There's a lot of options. You can go from pass yards, rush yards, receiving yards, all kinds of player. If you want to get really interesting, you can put some money down on cricket if that's your thing. But by all means, Prize Picks has got everything you need. Let me get the guys back in here so I can get off screen. Come on back, fellas.
Perfect. All right, well, hopefully our intern did you guys right this week. And if you want to get into daily fantasy this season, go to prizepicks.com/newheights and use the code newheights for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's prizepicks.com/newheights, code newheights for daily fantasy sports made easy.
Guys, I think we fucking nailed it.
Thank God. All righty, before we get to more Chris Jones, we need to shout out one of our sponsors. You see us drinking all the time, and that's Accelerator Active Energy.
I like where you went with that. The old Mike Jones record.
Yeah.
Chris Jones. Yeah, no, I got to get my dog some Accelerator Active Energy drink, actually. He's throwing up from the stuff that he's been taking. This doesn't make me throw up. So if you guys see that guy wired and balling out, you know where he got it from. And if you've been looking for something with zero sugar that gives you sustained energy, gets some metabolism going, and gives you the enhanced focus you need to do any fucking thing in this world, you got to check out Accelerator Active Energy drink. This shit's fucking good, Jason. What flavor are you sipping on over there?
You know I got that mango. That mango, I got that mango kiwi more. Lime.
I got that rocket pop. I drink like 5 of these a day.
I got a lot of caffeine coursing through my veins. It's very good. And it's
the metabolism is going all day.
My thermogenics are very plant-based. Accelerator Active Energy is available nationwide at Target, Hy-Vee, and Quick Trip.
All right, let's move on to talking some Chiefs, man, and some early career milestones. Joining the Chiefs, be brutally honest. This is a Jason question.
No, this is good. Yeah, brutally honest. What were your first impressions of Trav?
I'm like, this is fucking Malibu Most Wanted all the way.
B-Rad.
I was like, this is B-Rad, bro. Trav had the first, I'm telling you, our first away game, Trav had like this beanie on.
That's my favorite cool ass,
like this sweater.
Oh my God.
With the glasses. I'm like, this is Malibu all over again, bro.
traffic. I'm looking for my taffy. Oh man. Damn, that's fucking good.
Well, what were your
one of my favorite movies?
What was your first impressions of Andy Reid?
Ooh, that's a good one too.
You know what? Andy really didn't talk. Andy say things like, "Hey, I'm just look at you with the mustache." I'm like,
that, bro, we talk about it all the time. Like, bro, just that look.
He just don't talk. He didn't talk to me in like my fourth year when we finally had a conversation. The conversation like, "How you doing?" I was like, "I'm good." How
are
you?
I these first 4 years.
Like, it was socially awkward at first, but then you know I started talking to him. He cool.
He's the best, man. To be fair, he's usually talking to all the offensive guys.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot about Andy Reid on this show, and one thing we got to ask is, how did you handle your first Andy Reid long drive drill in the training camp?
Oh my God! Yeah.
17 or 16, 17, we were still, Alex Smith was still there. So we still had like a lot of the up tempo stuff. So like long drive drills, they would throw in like a turbo of like, you know what I mean? Like a quick play, you have to get set up, lined up fast. So it was, I mean, it was no joke back then. That was when it was real.
Brutal. I remember running off after 8 plays because it's like, that was when Britt Reid was here, bro. I'm like, if a play lasts over 8 plays, bro, I know I'm not going to be in. So I ran off.
Right.
Yeah. Britt got mad at me. I stayed like 2 plays out. They sent me back in. Yeah, like, yeah, that was a huge welcome to the NFL moment. Like,
well, that is the weird thing about long drive drills. Like you're saying, like the offense usually all stay out there, but the defensive line usually subs out. But in long drive drill, you all stay on just to get the conditioning aspect of it. So that is
misery.
I can't imagine trying to play defensive line 15 plays. That's got to be ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were there any older guys that were there? Like, who were the guys that kind of took you under their wing?
We had some good vets.
Alan Bailey, Dontari Poe, Jay Howard, David just King.
You guys had, dude, the defensive line and defense that you came in with, those guys were all monsters.
Was
Jay Tamba Houston still there? Was Tamba gone or was Tamba still there?
No, Tamba and Justin Houston was still here. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
And D Ford.
Damn, that's a hell of a fucking D line.
Yeah, we had all of them. I was living a dream, bro.
God damn. Tamba, Jay Houston, Dontari Poe, Chris Jones. Holy fuck. Was there any like specific like mentor that you could really like, say like, man, he or, you know, one of the coaches helped you out the most in your career so far?
Probably Tamba Ali and Dontari Poe. Because my first year in the league, I wanted to figure out how to get to be a Pro Bowl player. And Poe in interior, Poe was our only Pro Bowl because we was running at 3-4 then. So Justin Houston was outside linebackers. So I kind of mimicked Poe my first 2 to 3 years on how to be a pro, on what he ate. Like the guy used to eat a bucket of oatmeal with bananas, cinnamons, and two eggs mixed in it. And that shit had me throwing up for the first like week.
So it did not work.
That shit had me throwing up for the first week, for you, bro.
Don Terry was, that's another 340 pounder that's out here fucking moving, man.
Yeah, Don Terry Poe.
He was a stud. What was your reaction to getting to the league? Obviously, being a five-star, being one of the heavily recruited guys coming out of high school, one of the biggest names coming out in the draft. But that D-line we just talked about, there's a lot of star-studded defensive players right there. And you, I don't think you started off as a starter, obviously working your way into that role. But did you feel like awkward not playing as like much or being – you know, the stone cold from college?
You know what? It's a gift and a curse because I didn't start till like my third year in the league. And I was getting like 14 plays my first year. I was getting 20 plays my second year. And I just took it with stride. I was like, you know what? These little 14 plays I'm going to get, I'm going to make sure I'm the best pass rusher out there.
Go crazy.
I'm going to go so crazy. I'm going to hype up the crowd. That's where I got from, like, pumping up the crowd. I was coming in on third down, only a third down specialist. I'm going to pump up the crowd, do whatever I can to get remembered for these little 14.
Yeah.
And I was like, they eventually started going up throughout the year. So it was like, I didn't expect to start when I got here. The veterans, they be a little salty when you first get in here. You're a young buck. And they want you to kind of earn your reps. So I was like, I respect it. I don't mind coming off the bench. You know, only playing on third down.
That's
it.
When the lights are on, baby. That's when the show really starts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you earned your first start week 6 of that season. And you got a sack the following week against Andrew Luck. Was that your first sack in the NFL?
Yeah,
Andrew Luck?
What's crazy about that, bro? They started me week 6 and I came off the bench in week 7. So it was like,
damn.
Yeah, that was my first sack against Andrew Luck.
That's dope, man.
I feel like Andrew always has something to say when guys sack him. Did he say anything?
I don't even remember.
Did he say anything nice?
I don't even remember.
Did
he compliment him? I ran around the whole stadium out for one sack, bro. I was pumped. I didn't even care what he said. I was like, this is it.
This is another question. Do you have like a welcome to the NFL moment?
You know what I do? It's probably 2016. We was playing the Tennessee Titans. And I don't even remember who was the offensive lineman. But I was taking it was like a pass rush. I was taking an inside move. And I didn't see this guy. Mm-hmm. And he's fucking clapped me. The center did. Yeah, instead of me,
it's probably like, Ben Jones.
Yeah, bitch, welcome to the NFL. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, he fucking hit me so hard. I just looked at him. I could see myself on the ground just looking at him like a kid looking at his father after a whooping and just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got me. Hey, we all been there.
That inside move, man.
Yeah, it's scary. You know them rib shots? Shots get nasty.
Every time, baby. Every time.
Hey, so you guys played 3-4, and you played DN in the 3-4. Now you guys are pretty much – well, you still play 3-4, I guess, a little bit with Spags. But you're more of a defensive tackle. Do you prefer to play inside or outside? Because you've played both throughout your career.
On passing downs, I'd rather go outside. On the like first and second downs, I'd rather stay inside.
Why is that?
Well, on the passing downs on the outside, I can guarantee a one-on-one. And if you guys bring help, it's only going to be a tight end. So I'd rather go.
And you can see that coming.
And the inside, you take that inside move, make the wrong step, and that's going to come and catch you right in that real cage. Yeah, heavy catching air for the next 5 plays.
Trying to find some oxygen. Man, that's too funny. I mean, I think when you have that combination of being, you know, both an inside and outside player, that's when you're at your best. I mean, when a team can't, you know, just say, all right, this guy's right here. We can game plan for that better. When you're moving around like you are, man, doggone, best defensive player in the fucking league, baby. Ain't nobody stopping that.
We've talked a lot on the show about the hardest positions to play in the NFL, and both of us have said defensive tackle has got to be physically one of the hardest positions to play in the NFL.
1,000%.
You're constantly getting double teams. You're constantly getting physically attacked. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you think that another position is the hardest in the NFL? What do you think is the hardest?
If we're talking about the physical aspect of it, defensive lineman definitely is. Because you got some plays that the linemen don't even hit the defensive lineman. They'll pull their hit it like a cornerback. But every play the defensive lineman has to hit offensive lineman. You know what I mean? Every play you either get a double team or you're getting somebody hitting you every play. It's not a play that a defensive lineman is running free. So I definitely say the physical aspect of it. But the hardest position, I think, is probably DB. You know what I mean? Because I gotta mirror Travis Kelce everywhere he goes. You know what I mean? I take one wrong step, he can separate 5 yards. So, you know.
I was trying to do it all growing up. So. Couldn't stay on him.
Running for my fucking life growing up. Let's talk some other early career milestones. I know we kind of already touched this 2017 game against the Eagles, but you actually got your first interception.
Oh, I did, huh?
I forgot about that.
9-5 out here just taking shit out the air. What's more electric, getting a fumble or getting a pick?
Getting a pick, bro. You get a pick.
Yeah.
I only had 2 interceptions my whole career. God damn, you get the pick. Yeah. Oh, my God. You get the pick, and if you get in the end zone with the pick, you got to go crazy. You got to go crazy.
You got something like in the back pocket?
I've been waiting on Andy to put me in the backfield for something. I do a quarterback draw. Put me back there for something.
Chris the Fringe Jones.
Just get him a nice little dive. Get me in there, Andy. I hope you listen to this. Get me in there. Dive. I just need one tug.
I'll tell you what. We always have that period. We did try this before. We tried to get my dog 9-5 in there, man. And for whatever reason, it was him. It was you trying to throw it, or was it you trying to catch it?
It was a rollout throw. And I'm like, Andy, look, I used to play quarterback back in the gap. You know what I'm saying? High school, peewee. Yeah. I took it with me, right? Andy had me really out of the shotgun, but rolling to the right. And throw it. And I'm like, look, Andy, you creative and all, but big boy ain't got it all. And you know, like, I'm a pocket man.
We tried to do this fucking play like 5 times in a row, man. And Chris just couldn't give me fucking football. It's like we kept trying, like, all right, let him warm up a little bit. Let him warm up. Get him one more try. And it was just like every one more try was just like,
It's not looking good.
We couldn't even get a spiral out of my dad, man. You're right. Maybe that was just the wrong attack. We got to get, you're more of a running back.
Downhill. Give me downhill. Cam Newton style. Downhill. You know, jumping over somebody's head. Yeah. Running behind Jason. Somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck, damn.
That Dante Bowe.
Give the ball.
That's where I'm at with it. Like, they're running around the pocket out. It was a sprint out, bro. It was a sprint out.
That shit was hilarious. No, I'm not gonna lie. We were asking Chris to do a lot.
Too much. Really
showcase the shit. I'll tell you what, man. I might have to volunteer you to be our QB sneak guy.
Now we talking. Now we talking.
The real question is, can you take a snap from under center? Could you take a snap from
put the hand under the ass, hike it up? Jason, I know it. I'm pushing it right in there. Oh.
You got to let him know he's there. You got to let him know you're there.
I got you, Jason.
You
got to
make sure he feels that.
I got you. Don't you worry.
You got it.
Oh, man.
You scored your first touchdown against the Jags in 2018, week 5. But even more impressive in 2018 – you set the sack streak. You hold the NFL record for most consecutive games recording a sack. You had a sack in 11 straight games.
Damn.
I mean, that's a crazy stat.
That was hard as hell.
Just boom, boom.
That was hard as hell, man.
I believe it. Yeah.
Because after like the third game, it's like, all right, everybody, this guy's the guy that's fucking, he's the one that's causing havoc. Like, we're going to make sure we focus our attention.
Let's make sure we go home.
Yeah. And you're still fucking finding ways
to do it. Yeah, man. I was fucking... Yeah, that was hard.
Are you superstitious? Because there's a rumor, or maybe you said this, that you refuse to wash your game gloves during the streak. Like you
that was true.
That's true.
Motherfuckers smell like ass, bro. They smell like ass.
Dude, we grew up playing hockey, so we know what some fucking sweaty ass, nasty ass gloves smell like, man.
Terrible. Do you have any other superstitions? Like, do you have any like pregame rituals or anything like that?
I take this fucking pre-workout. It's like I put all type of crazy shit.
With your mountain water,
yeah,
man.
You know it.
The mountain water.
Bro, the shit had me throwing up this past week.
That's the downside sometimes. Bro, take too much.
Hey, listen, man. We just got to get you hip to this good old Accelerator Active Energy drink.
I got to give me some, man. I got to give me some.
Get it. Quick Trip, Myers, or any gas station near you. No, I'm with you on the superstition on the gloves a little bit, though. Like, if I drop a ball, I'm like, get these fucking, these things don't work. Get these fucking off of me.
Yeah.
Fuck these gloves. And if I score or I catch a whole bunch of balls, and I'm like, yeah, I should probably use these again.
You got to save them. You got to save them.
What else we got here?
Super Bowls.
That's
right.
Super Bowls. Let's throw it back to the Super Bowl.
We're going to start with the fun one.
Super Bowl 54. Miami, the fun one.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope. Because
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This was a fucking fun one, man. Going back down to Miami, obviously, you live down in Miami, right?
Yeah, I do.
So going down to Miami almost 1 year earlier after losing to the Patriots in the AFC Championship. God damn, you just had to fucking throw that in there, didn't you, intern Brandon?
That hurt.
You were quoted saying, "We will win it next year, though," and called your fucking shot, my dog. You've tweeted a lot of bold prediction over the years. Do you you do that to motivate yourself, or you just like to fuck with people?
No, man. I just really it's a little bit of both. You know, you got to fuck with people.
Nice. You like to stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah. A lot of people is like, oh, this motherfucker might be on to something. And a lot of people like, oh, he bullshitted again. Don't start this bullshit, Chris. So it's like, it's a catch to me too, man. But a lot of shit usually end up happening, man.
Heck yeah.
Hey, speaking into existence.
Every single time. Let's talk leading up to that Super Bowl. It was the first time both of us were on that big stage. Chiefs hadn't been in the Super Bowl in 50 fucking years. God damn, I forgot all about that. You don't let pressure get to you, but was that game any different for you?
It was, man. It was the fucking Super Bowl. Damn, in Miami. The week before. My God.
Oh.
Damn, man. I don't think you can actually, like, talk about it enough about the feelings that you have just getting up to that motherfucker, because we had to face Derrick Henry. And that fucking, when Henry was fucking running through, stiff arming everybody and their grandmothers. Yes.
Everybody.
So it was like, the Houston Texans game, you had to overcome that. It's a lot we had to overcome just to get there, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were also recovering from a calf injury. Was there any, like, I don't know. I remember it happened during practice,
the last
right?
play.
I think I remember
practice.
That one. Yeah, I've been
the
there.
Last play.
I've been there, unfortunately. But you were able to fucking play, man, and thank God. That week, that Super Bowl, did it surprise you? The type of like media stuff, the everything. Was there any like big surprise or like some eye opening things that you still remember to this day going into playing that game?
Fuck, I think the media was a little OD. I thought we was gonna get, you know what I mean? I thought we was gonna get a little more time to just, you know what I'm saying, chill, enjoy like 48 hours of like,
get ready for the fucking game.
Mean? But the media thing is a little like a bit too much on Super Bowl. You know, everybody want to interview. You got selected times that you have to do with the media every day. But other than that, it was fucking Miami. The sun was out. We was in the plane. Welcome to Miami. God. Ah, shit. It was a vibe.
Nah, it was legendary, man. Well, obviously, We don't really even want to talk about this, but I'll fucking tee it up. Fuck it. Super Bowl 55, obviously winning Super Bowl 54 down in Miami. Absolutely electric. We go to Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, COVID year. So it really doesn't count anyways. I never wanted to win another Super Bowl more than I wanted to fucking win one after that loss, man. What was your mindset after that game?
If you after can, the loss? Story,
if you can remember.
Oh, yeah, fuck, after 55. Man. After we lost to Tom Brady, man, I'm like, fuck, we got to make it back the next year. We got to make it back the next year, bro. I think everybody in my frame was like, fuck this. We actually, because we was ready for Tom Brady. Early that season, we thrashed their ass. So we already going in. Like, we're going to beat the fuck out of these boys in Super Bowl number two.
It's hard to beat.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat the same team twice, man. That's the NFL for your ass, man.
Dude, I was in the stands watching that motherfucker, and I got scars, and I wasn't even playing in it. Even because we just played him this past Monday, and I still have bad memories in that stadium from watching that happen the way it did. It was
brutal.
Yeah. Not to bring up bad. I mean, we're already talking about it.
Nah, I teed that thing up.
I had a walk of shame. Because for some reason I got away from like where they were corralling people, and I didn't make it to the buses. So me, dad, and mom, we're all walking just down the street in Tampa while people are celebrating, and they somehow saw the Kelce jerseys on us. And bro, I mean, you want to talk about ruthless? We are getting just crushed by the Tampa Bay fan base.
Getting just attacked by the Florida man.
It was crazy. They attacked the buses too, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, that shit was that was wild. That was
It was weird that it was a home game.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Because that happened twice. It happened that year, and then was it the next year that LA won it?
The year after in LA.
Yeah, yeah. I guess now we can talk about the. This last one. Go ahead, Travis.
You just took us down memory lane, so we might as well just make it miserable for you, too. Did you get sick of people calling it the Kelce Bowl?
No, man. It was a special thing, bro.
We did. We were so fucking over it.
It was a special thing, man. Your mom was there to enjoy it with you guys, bro. And you got to ask yourself, how many times in history that's going to be able to happen, bro? You know what I mean?
That's nuts.
That was fucking insane, nuts, man. Bro.
It was crazy.
Which one meant more for you, the first one or this last one?
I think this last one for me personally, because the year before that, fucking we played the Cincinnati Bengals. And I fucking missed Joe Burrow twice. And the motherfucker posted a picture talking about Cartier glasses. I can't even look at you. And the picture was fucking of me dabbing, looking like a goofball Jamal dabbing for his ankles. I'm like,
no.
Okay. Yeah,
fired him up. Well, last year
took some receipts.
Yeah, he definitely. Yeah, we hold on to receipts now.
We do.
Yeah. Big time moment, fourth quarter, big drive. Who's sacking Joe Burrow?
I needed it, bro. I wanted nothing more than just that moment again. And it happened, bro. It happened like full circle, honestly. Because I'm like, fucking my whole offseason, I'm training, thinking about Joe Burrow. I had them fucking paint pictures of Joe Burrow on the dummies I was slapping. I swear to God.
Oh, wow.
I was about to say, we always put the offensive linemen's pictures on the trash cans.
I had one on dummies, bro. I had Joe Burrow on the dummies, bro. I'm telling you, when you posted that picture, I'm like, oh, all balls are off, bro. I can't wait to see him again.
Jason, when we played you guys, I actually took the picture and hung it up in my locker. So you're in my in the back of my locker.
That's great to know.
Jason, you previously said that you didn't pace yourself very well during that first Super Bowl parade. I don't think any of us did. It was so fucking cold that we were just absolutely just devouring beers. And I know Jason blacked out and gave one of the greatest speeches ever. You said you got started before the bus even moved. Did you make any changes in your strategy on the second one around?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell y'all this crazy ass story about the first Super Bowl, man. I got so drunk, and they take us to downtown to like this place to just have a few vibes and everything. I end up falling asleep.
Nice. Solid.
All right. We got back on the bus, on the stage. We going back. And I get back to the facility. And Brian Schaefer, our head security, and I was with Anthony Hitchens and his wife. And we get in, Hitch, I remember him saying, like, the Uber is about to come pick us up. But it was Brad Schaefer. He was in the front. So I was like, I'm looking at Hitch.
Our head of security is an Uber driver?
I'm looking at Hitch like, damn, we done fired Schaefer already? So I'm feeling sad.
We just won the Super Bowl. Why we fired
Schaefer? I'm looking at Schaefer like, oh my God, I think this is Schaefer. Schaefer had his glasses on, so Schaefer turned around and was like, jackass, it's me, Schaefer, your security. And I'm looking at Hitch like, yeah, they don't buy this fool. So hey, like, so it was like, it was a whole little crazy thing, man. I fucking thought Schaefer was our Uber driver.
My dog.
It was a lot of fun, man.
In a different stratosphere, man. You were in a different stratosphere. You were on a different planet that day.
On cloud, man.
Deservingly so, baby. When we went to the White House after this most recent Super Bowl, what were you thinking when you saw me go up to the podium?
I thought you was about to fucking give the speech, Trav. I think we needed that. We needed that, bro. If you go back again, you got to get up there and say something for the people, bro. Why not?
Man.
Why not?
You already know. What should I hit it? What should I hit him with? I was thinking I was going to hit him with a conspiracy.
Oh, which one?
Conspiracy?
Which one?
Yeah, where are you going?
Conspiracy. Aliens are among us.
Just duck out.
Oh, you'll fuck them up there. You'll fuck them up, bro.
Just fuck them all the way up. Just hit them with a whole bunch of just random ass conspiracy. Would you have stepped in for Pat? Like, would you have took? You wouldn't have taken me from the mic. There ain't no way. You let me shine.
I needed you to do this. You. I was right there behind you, like fucking security, standing tall and still, embracing it. I was there for you, bro.
I knew I only had like 5 seconds before they their security would have fucking speared me off the fucking stage.
Oh my God, he would have definitely football tackled your ass, but don't worry, I would have put him in a fucking handlock so fast. I got you, bro.
I'd have turned into fucking game mode and start shaking everybody.
Been WWE style at the White House?
Damn, that would have fucking been a scene. That would have been a scene, man.
That would have been a real scene.
Legendary. White House, get ready, baby. If we win another one, it's coming.
All right, not sure if you heard, Travis, but we're in the midst of the NFL football season. And you know what I love to do during the football season?
You love to do the playing center for the Philadelphia Eagles because that's literally your job. You like doing that.
Well, definitely that. But when I'm not on the field, I love hanging out on my couch, watching the Chiefs and Cincinnati games I can, and drinking a beer while eating, of course, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Not right now. Cincinnati Bearcat games, that is. You do love all those things, Jason. Yeah. I know you, and that's exactly what you fucking love. We've been doing that for years. Who doesn't? But hold up. You get B-dubs delivered to the house?
Sure do. All the time, Trev. Even when you can't get to your local B-dubs to watch the game, you can still get B-dubs wings in any of their 26 sauces and seasonings for takeout or delivery.
So let me get this straight. You are telling me I can eat B-Dub's wings from the comfort of my couch?
That's right. Don't even got to leave your house. We know that I'm not a person that likes to get out of the house. You hit the nail on the head, Trav. Whether you're watching football at home or heading to a buddy's house to catch the game, B-Dub's has you covered. You can order wings or takeout or delivery at BuffaloWildWings.com.
All right now, 92%, as you heard that, man. Order wings for takeout or delivery at BuffaloWildWings.com. But make sure you do it soon. It's for a limited time only.
All righty, before we get more to Travis's dog, Chris Jones, we got to talk about my giant dogs that are sitting in the back that sometimes you probably wonder what it is that we're feeding those giant dogs. And I'm going to tell you right now, we feed them the farmer's dog.
My dog, Chris Jones, and the farmer's dog. Man, Chris is... he is a dog. We got to give him an endorsement, man. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It is developed by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from real, healthy ingredients to human food standards.
And my wife prefers that they eat this over the gophers in the backyard. Yeah. It's the best option for dogs at all stages in life because it's not kibble. It's not canned goo. It's just real, healthy food.
They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. So get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/newheights. Plus, you get free shipping.
Just go to thefarmersdog.com/newheights to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/newheights.
Nah, right now. Let's keep it moving on to the next segment. We always talk Mount Rushmores, man. I gave a Mount Rushmore on my tight ends. Jason gave it on, I believe. What did you give it on? You
haven't given no a Mount Rushmore for centers. We haven't talked about it. But
trying to figure out it. Jason's Mount Rushmore.
We've only talked about tight end, quarterback.
It's all good, JC. You're on it, bro. You're on it. You got my vote.
Hey. Thanks, Chris. What's your Mount Rushmore? Defensive tackle.
Warren Sapp, Aaron Donald.
The Sapp. Yeah, man. Nice,
you
know, man.
You got to put Sapp up there. AD. Aaron Donald. I have to, even though he's not a D tackle, I have to put. I want to put him. I'm not even going to do it. I don't know. No.
All right.
I don't know, man. It's not many D tackles that you can look and be like. I mean, there's a lot of good ones. No disrespect to them, but Mount Rushmore, it's only like 2 to 3. The rest of them are like D ends.
It's your list. Yeah, I would just say say D line then. Just go D line.
I'm gonna put.
So you got two.
I'm gonna put Derek Thomas.
DT, hell yeah.
Yeah, you got to put DT, man. DT changed the game. I put LT, Lawrence Taylor.
Okay.
Not right now.
And the minister himself.
Reggie
White.
Got to.
The greatest of all time for me is Reggie White.
Was that who you were thinking of when you were thinking D-tackle?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that was a big DN.
315.
Just humping. Bow. Bah.
Just get fucking cross-armed the entire game.
You know how strong you got to do somebody like the chop and the hump?
What?
Damn.
Yeah.
Just lifting them with one arm.
Yeah, you
got
to be strong as hell to do that, bro. God dang.
Well, we got another one for you. What about the Mount Rushmore of QBs you've sacked? Like the ones you're like most proud of?
Probably Tom Brady.
The GOAT.
Yeah, you gotta give respect to that.
You got to.
Oof. Oh, Phillip Rivers. I love Phillip Rivers, man. Phillip Rivers cuts you out in the most positive way.
He talks some trash.
Yeah, he does, bro. Cusses you out in the most, like.
You remember any of the good ones he told you?
See, Phil, you know, Phillip Rivers punched me one time, bro. Yeah, he punched me in the game before, what? Bro. Honest to God.
This dude's a psycho. Yeah. He's a fucking psycho. He's punching D linemen. He wants to get his fucking head taken off.
He's got 11 kids. Of course he's a psycho.
I was like, I think it was like 2018, and I didn't even sack him. I threw him down. Well, I landed on him after he threw the ball, and I was like, bitch. He was like, fuck you. What's up, man? Yeah, let's go. And hit me, bro. And I was like, and he pulled me in, and I'm looking at the ref like, do something about this, bro. Yeah, Phillip was crazy. I like Phillip Rivers, though. That's my dog. He's such a
fiery dude right there.
Yeah, he's such a competitor,
that's
man.
That's good shit right there.
We're going to get to this segment. We got to ask. You don't have to answer. Tyreek Hill recently tweeted a video of himself. Brief. Throwing a block against Pat's linebacker, Josh Uche, and called you out by name, saying he's too much on the edge. What would happen if Tyree tried to do this to you you guys play the Dolphins?
I seen Michael Parsons just replied to Tyreek about this. Listen, Tyreek weighed probably a $180, $160, probably a $140, honestly. Boy, like
when he first got to KC, he was up there. He was more than his running back style, so he was a little bit more
had a little more heft to him.
Yeah, he was a little more dense or whatever the fuck it is. But now he's full wide receiver.
Yeah, Tyreek is just too small, man. I like fucking plunk Tyreek and he'll fall over, bro. You better stick to catching the ball, bro. You better stick to catching the ball. I don't think you want to get in the trenches.
Nah, you know who I'm going to call out? Fucking Coach McDaniels. Mike McDaniels, he asked for it. When we play in Germany, you better give Tyreek at least one play where he's got to go in there and get dirty.
I'm
and get
tall
physical.
Tyreek, bro. I'm a tall Tyreek.
Oh, my gosh. Give the people what they want. Just disregard the ball. Just disregard the ball for one play and just fucking make the highlight of the year. Shout out to Cheetah, man.
You guys have gone back and forth on Twitter. Who started it?
You know Tyreek just be talking, man. Somebody can't wait to do this in Arrowhead. Get out of here, bro.
He is so funny, man. You guys used to get after it in the locker room, though. What a lot of people don't realize is that, like, fucking 2-on-2 basketball is, like, the main time waster in the Chiefs locker room. And it's not like we're playing full on 2-on-2. It's a more mild down version of it, but you guys would talk shit like it was the fucking NBA finals, man. And that shit got so fucking funny.
It gets serious.
It does. It does get serious, but you two used to go after it, man.
Yeah, you know, Tyreek is very competitive, man. And I'm like, Tyreek is not even 5 foot. You think I'm going to let this little motherfucker talk shit to me? Like, Tyreek, like, he's quick as hell, man. But as in just talking shit, he got the little man syndrome, man. You know them little guys?
He's got the little man syndrome.
They be talking, bro. Tyreek, you couldn't tell him he's not 7 foot, bro. You couldn't even tell him. You can measure him up and down.
He's a fast talker.
So that's how they get you. The little man syndrome, they get you, but they talk quick and fast on you. So you got to be on your
own. Yeah, mentally be able. He's probably one of the only little man syndromes that could actually, you know, you can actually back it up, man. But what's the most annoying thing about offensive linemen?
Offensive linemen? Listen, no pun intended, Jason. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Fucking offensive linemen, man. Okay. what can I say this nice? The holding, man, the extracurriculum with the holding. Because you got some, it's just like after the play over with, they don't even want to fucking see you by them. But you got some who don't care. You try to run to the ball, they going to hold on to you. And I'm sorry, Chris, man. You know, I'm just doing my job, man.
Just doing my job, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the most annoying, man.
I think that's fair. That makes complete sense. All right. Well, you've talked about wanting Andy to put you in for an offensive snap. Who will get an offensive touchdown first, you or me?
Oh, shit, Jason. I think I might get you on Nelson, dog. I think. They need you to block.
They ain't giving me no love.
You
to block.
You got to hike that thing off. You know what I mean? All they need is to receive it and fucking stick the ball over the line and start cheering.
That's right.
Jason's a sauna guy now. Are you a sauna guy?
I am. I'm a sauna and steam guy.
Are you into cold tubs?
Every day. Every day.
You do both. So do you do back and forth? Do you do cold tub one day, sauna the next day? Do you have like a protocol type that you stick to? Or
I do the cold tub and a sauna and steam every day. No hot tub though.
So how long do you do cold tub?
10 minutes.
What do you do in sauna?
I can do like 15 to 20 minutes in the sauna. Steam room, like 5 to 8 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, you already know. Get that thing. You get that thing really pumping out some steam. I might get out and
three to five.
Pour the water on the thermometer.
Pour the water on the thermometer. That's old school trick. That's also how you break the fucking steamer.
It is. It happens every year.
Go ahead. Let them know, baby. You're getting defensive player of the year this year.
Absolutely, man. We're on pace for it, man. We're on fucking pace for it, bro. Just take it one game at a time, man. You know?
Give my dog some hardware, man.
Consistency and persistent, man. And we're going to keep chopping at it.
We can show up to 30 seconds of NFL footage. What 30 seconds of Chris Jones footage should we show?
Shit, me and Frank Clark joking about kicking your house in and laying on your front porch. That's all you need to see.
Dude, damn, man. That's another fucking tag team, man. Yeah. We got all about Frank, my dog. Frank is the absolute fucking best. Man, he just had a rough one last week.
50.
70.
Oh, they got beat by 50.
They got beat by 50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, 50.
Yeah, that's a tough outing.
There's a video that went around where you are frustrated that you weren't top five in this year's NFL top 100 list. Where should you have gone?
I think I should have been top five, honestly. The only reason I say that is because When you're able to still have success, it has the highest double team rate, which means that you're getting double team more than anyone and still able to produce. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a defensive end, that's a little easier.
I know.
Because you can kind of plan like where the tight end is going to be. If the tight end is on the line, you can get outside the tight end. You know what I mean? So it's like, as a D tackle, you can't duck the fucking double team. You're not ducking anything.
They ain't no hiding down there. You got to take that shit on.
You know, so.
What's the highest you think a center should be ranked?
A center? I think a center could be top 10 if he's that impactful.
Whoa.
On the offensive line. You know what I mean?
I do. I know what you mean. Jason doesn't even think they should be on the top 100. So
I just don't think we're that valuable. You got to go quarterback. Quarterbacks, receivers, tackles, D tackles. We're helping out too much.
Well, Jason, I only say that because a lot of young quarterbacks are getting so much help from the centers on directing the line of scrimmage.
That's a very fair point, Chris.
So it's like, so a lot of times it don't even be the quarterback that even knowing where to slide to. It'd be the center directing the line and making the quarterback look good. You know what I mean? So it's like, the center kind of makes everything up.
Smart man right there. I've done this just as much as our buddy George Karloftis does it, but he compared you to Shaq after the Chiefs' first win of the season this year down in Jacksonville. Is that an accurate comparison? Do you feel like you're Shaq, or can you shoot free throws? Do you think it's fair? Or hey, you think he's cutting you short?
It's a fair comparison. You know what I mean?
Which Shaq are you, though?
Orlando Magic. Orlando, you know it.
That's the fucking
before
that's
the Detroit. Yeah. Before the Detroit. You know what I mean?
Running the court. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
You getting compared to any Shaq is fucking is dope, amazing. Definitely right? The Orlando Shaq. Yeah. I can see that one for sure. You're running up and down the court 100%. You're pushing the break.
Absolutely.
Are you surprised how many times that
Are you surprised how many times Pat throws the ball to Travis still after he does all the impersonations of Pat?
No. See, Travis like Pat's security blanket. It's like all else in doubt, I know Travis gonna catch this damn ball. Yeah. Like, fuck everything else. We need a first down. The first person Pat look at is Travis. Yeah. It's like that type of security, man. You know what I mean? It's like
top flight security in the world, Craig.
You know where he's going with it, and the team, the other team, know where he's going with it. You know what I mean? So it's like they didn't create that type of bud, you know?
For sure,
top flight security
in the world.
Top flight security in the world.
I got a good one. If you weren't playing football, what do you think you'd be doing out here in this world?
I don't watch Wolf of Wall Street so many fucking times, bro. I swear.
You're finance?
I'll be in the finance world. I've been watching Suits. I'll probably be a fucking lawyer or some crazy.
You think you'll get in that?
Some crazy, oh my God, man.
Your voice in the fucking courtroom would be fucking classic.
Me representing one of my clients, like something where I have to wear a suit every day. Something crazy.
There's a lot of guys when they get done that go into finance. Our right guard, Brandon Brooks, just got he's getting his master's over at Wharton.
Hell
would
yeah.
You ever do something like that?
Hell yeah.
Are you that into it?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably that's so. Cool. But probably post football career, I'll probably be in the broadcasting booth.
Okay, there you go.
Probably be in the booth now.
Nice, man.
You know what I mean?
Get my guy in the booth, baby.
We're brought to you live, me and Travis Kelce, NFL Sunday Night Football.
It's got a good ring to it. I'm not going to lie.
Be the most entertaining game anybody's ever watched. We got that.
It's going to be fun.
All righty. You tweeted after week 3 win. Let's go. I'm bumping Taylor Swift tonight. Did you bump T Swift after this last week win?
Hell yeah, I put it on. Straight up. Fuck my dog. Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's why we're fucking family, baby. Dub City, man. Keep these things going. Let's keep this thing moving.
Stamp of the week, moving on. Let's wrap this thing up by handing out our New Heights stamp of the week. New Heights stamp of the week is brought to you by Accelerator Active Energy Drink, because everyone knows you need enhanced focus, sustained energy, and of course, plant-based thermogenics when it comes to taking your game to new heights. All right, Chris, as you are the guest, you get to do the honors of the stamp. It can be any player. It can be any player you think is taking their game to new heights, a coach, someone that has helped you take your game to new
heights.
College,
NFL. Somebody in the community, this is your stamp. You can literally stamp whoever just taking their game to new heights in any world.
When Gronk was on, he named Bobby Goons. So it's whoever you want.
I know Goon. Goon crazy. Goon crazy. I'm going to go with Joe Cullen, man. Fucking
what nice, man.
What he's been able to do with the defensive line and week in and week out. And got how he got those boys playing, man. I fuck with Joe
Cullen. There we go.
Just a fiery. I have to imagine that he's from the East Coast with that voice.
Yeah, he do. He bite his lip when he talks. Yeah, he's straight up from the East
Anybody
Coast.
That bites their lip is an intense motherfucker.
Yeah, intense as fuck.
Damn it, George! George!
You just hear him screaming George the entire time. The entire time at practice, the best, man. Him and George are fucking tandem, to say the least.
Fucking Joe Cullen.
Shout out to Coach Cullen. Taking the game to new heights, baby. Always love giving the position of guys the fucking love they deserve, man.
Well, hell yeah. That wraps it up. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of New Heights. And more importantly, thank you to Chris Stone Cold Jones for coming on the show. Yeah. Absolutely killed it, as he does with everything. Make sure you're subscribed to the New Heights channel on YouTube so you know when New Heights or new episodes are coming out. And listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, can't thank you enough, Stone Cold. I appreciate you coming on, baby. Once again, New Heights is presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment and brought to you by our friends at Accelerator. I'm dead serious. You might want to try this next game so you're not just yakking up all you ate for lunch.
Send me some, man.
I got you. We got you. Follow the show on all social media at New Heights Show with 1S for fun clips throughout the week of this amazing episode. Appreciate the time, Chris, and thank you to our production and crew for always making us look good. To the 92%ers, we'll see you next week, baby.
Take care.
Yeah.